And we have to get on to the morning opening market report with our agricultural department director, Dave Dickey. And Dave, we're going to count on you and your audience to take us way over the top of those 40 calls in the next 10 minutes.
Well, Jay, on Friday, our agricultural audience made a $1,000 challenge. On Monday, our agricultural audience made a $2,000 challenge. And now, the way I look at it, we're at another $2,000 challenge. And as I'm watching the phones, and Les Schulte, you're there,
yeah,
it looks to me like the next three phone calls to 244-9455 will garner us $1,000 from Colonial Pantry. And if we hear from 10 agricultural supporters in the next 10 or 12 minutes, another $1,000.
Actually, here's the way it's going to kind of work out, Dave. We have seven calls on the Ag Challenge.
Okay.
So if you call in right now and say, I support the programs on WILL and that Ag, especially the Ag, is important to me, seven calls, we will meet both of these challenges. We'll put them to bed. That's $2,000 extra we can add to programming here at WILL, thanks to our listeners.
Lines available right now, 217-244-9455. If you get a busy signal, just call right back in just a minute. That's all it takes to become a member at AM 580. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express cards. Seven phone calls for $2,000 in challenge support on the line between now and the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:40 and a half, up a quarter on the open. March 5:50 down one. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:17 and a quarter, up a quarter on the open. March 5:30 down one and a half. May 5:07 down three. July 4:69 down a half. September 4:68 unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 3:18 down a quarter on the open. March 3:30 down a quarter. May 3:35 and three quarters down one. July 3:42 and a half unchanged. September 3:33 and a half down one and a half. Redline December at 3:33 and a half was down one and a quarter on the open. December oats opened at 2:29, up three and a half on the open. March 2:32 and a half, up one and three quarters. November beans opened at 6:16, down one and a half on the open. January 6:28, down two and a half. March 6:35, down two and three quarters. May 6:40 and a half, down three and a half. Novi beans on the red line variety, 6:63 and a half, down two and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 183.40, up 50 on the open. January, 183.80, up 50. December soybean oil opened at 26.63, up 7 on the open. January, 26.92, up 7. At the Merck, October feeders open at 106.80, up 12 and a half on the open. Novies, 105.20, up 20. January, 103.92 and a half, up 15 on the open. October live cattle open at 89.35, unchanged on the open. December, 88.60, down 10. February, 91.42 and a half, down 5. April, 90.60, down 17 and a half on the open. December lean hogs open at 60.10, up 7 and a half on the open. February, 63.15, up 12 and a half. April, 64.35, up 5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 90.10, up 100 on the open. Phone lines now available at 217-244-9455. We're in the midst of a challenge that ends at the top of the hour. $2,000 on the table for the next seven phone calls. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Tom, listeners are far and away the most important financial contributor at AM 580.
That's right. And a long time ago, that wasn't really the case. WILL got its support mainly from university, and by federal grants. But now, things have changed. We're up to 41% of our annual operating budget that comes from listeners. By comparison, federal support at just about 28%, university funding 21%, the state gets 10%. We're able to maintain our ag service only because of generosity of listeners like you. Your gift does make a difference. Call us with that gift now. Help us make these challenges. 217-244-9455. Or if you're online, go to willpledge.org.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's bring Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, into the discussion. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
You've been doing this show for well over a decade, and you've been coming over to AM 580 at least 12 times a year to do Commodity Week for all those years. Why do you continue to do it, and what do you believe the value of AM 580 radio is?
Well, Dave, you know, of course, we believe in the program. We helped back when Charlie and we started developing a lot of this program and been there from the beginning. You know, we learn a lot from the other panelists on the program. We feel that it's a very worthwhile thing. And being a University of Illinois alum, why we love to see the University of Illinois station doing well and offering what we think needs to be out there is a diversity of opinions. I mean, we talk to so many people that say, you know, it's so great. We don't hear just one opinion. We hear four or five opinions through the week. And we like to average and put them all together and, you know, then make our own assumption divided on a lot of information. So, you know, we believe in it. We're happy. And we learn from the other analysts, too.
217-244-9455, the phone number to call. We're in the midst of a $2,000 challenge. Waiting to hear on seven callers. We'll get to Les Schulte and see how we're doing with that challenge in just a minute. But get on the phone. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, that challenge expiring at the top of the hour. Well, we've seen kind of a choppy two-sided trade today, Wayne. Why is that?
Well, I think that, number one, yesterday was a complete surprise as we come in here. You know, we were calling the market lower after Sunday night being easier in the funds with their deep pockets continuing to buy yesterday and reversing what was the lower opening and the lower call and what was expected. And I think a lot of the sellers got somewhat burnt yesterday. Today and overnight, we held our gains fairly well. And when you look at what we went up yesterday and the overbought situation we have, you know, we're really hanging in there today as it is. And it is Tuesday. A lot of times the funds slow down a little bit. What they done on Monday, do a little bit opposite. So we're looking at the potential that there just isn't a lot of fund activity in there yet this morning, Dave.
I would imagine that you've been telling producers who work to you to reward the market. In what ways have you been telling them to do so?
Well, I think, you know, as we've said quite along for the last couple of weeks, that these sort of prices, if you don't have storage at home, it probably doesn't pay for commercial storage. And go ahead and take advantage of these also for your cash flow needs. You know, there's no LDP money coming in for the farmers this year, and they're going to need to sell a little bit for cash flow purposes. And corn above $3 is an awfully attractive thing to do at harvest.
In the soybeans, are you thinking that it's time for some forward pricing of the 2007 production, perhaps especially if producers are willing to re-own at some point?
I think that the key part to that is just what you said there. Are they willing to put some money in a call option or a bull call spread or something for down the road, Dave? If they're not, probably no more than 10%, just looking out here, because we were going to be in a little bit of a bidding war for bean acres and corn acres come a little more this spring. So we're probably not as enthusiastic about selling the 07 crop as we are the 06 crop.
And what is your wheat analysis at the moment?
The wheat, you know, we have just seen some of the international business back off a little bit at some of these levels, but we still have a very, very tight wheat situation, and the drought in Australia continues to stay that way. So the wheat market is going to continue to stay strong, Dave.
stay right there for a moment, Wayne. We'll get back to you. Want to go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central and see how we're doing on these challenges.
We need two more calls coming in support of our ag service, and you will help us meet both of these challenges for $2,000. 217-244-9455. Take 2 minutes out of your morning. See if you can invest $100 or maybe join us at that basic $40 membership level. 217-244-9455.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. If you're in the field harvesting, stop at the end of a row and dial 217-BIG-WILL, B-I-G-W-I-L-L. Wayne, let's go ahead and look at some particulars then, and let's start with that corn market where you look at the technicals there and you begin to wonder which side of the market is the next move. It's kind of waffling between wanting to try for the contract high again from 17 October or perhaps looking at that gap left over from 12 October. If you had to figure it out, where would you think the market might dart next?
Well, I mean, we have seen some tremendous participation and position protecting from the funds, Dave, and we have a number of advisory services, market experts, everybody out there is looking for a dip to buy this market because they are feeling so strongly about the demand that we're going to be talking about or having as these ethanol plants come online and the availability of cash corn and the tightness of the farmer holdings. So, we would really like to see a setback come first to make this market even healthier than it's going to be. I think it'd be a healthier move if we, had some people take some profits rather than just continuing to get larger and larger open positions on the long side here by the funds.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We have a line open. We're looking for two phone calls to meet a $2,000 challenge this morning. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Have you been surprised at all by how well the soybean, particularly the lead option month, has done in the last 3 weeks?
The middle of harvest, or three-quarters of the way through harvest, I should say now, Dave, the beans yielding extremely well, large acreage, large carryout. Yes, beans are a lot higher than we expect them to be. But I think what we're doing right now is buying acres of beans in Brazil so that so the world situation can buy some more corn acres here in the U.S. come spring, Dave.
Do you think that this price has actually bought acres in Brazil?
Oh, yes, I do. Yesterday, one of the news wires said that there was large hedging amounts coming in from Brazil and at these levels, and I think that is going to enable them to maybe put a few more of the acres out. We won't see the cutbacks that they were talking about.
217-244-9455. I see some phone lines lit. Maybe just one phone call or thereabouts to go to get us $2,000, and we have about 2 minutes to get that done. 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. It is Last Chance Texaco. The final fast finger dialer will help us get $2,000, I'm pretty sure. We'll go to Les Schulte in just a moment to get a final update there. Any last words that you have for producers before we let you go this morning, Wayne?
Well, I think it's time for one more producer to get on that cell phone and help us get that $2,000. I'm sure that even if he doesn't have his MasterCard handy out in the field, you'd let him call back later when he goes in for lunch, wouldn't you, Dave?
You betcha. Thanks much, Wayne. Have a grand day. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Les Schulte in Pledge Central. How are we doing?
It got wild and furious here, Dave, and we are doing well. Actually, we have met both of the challenges, the Colonial
wow.
Pantry Challenge
That's
from
amazing.
This morning,
Excellent.
And we have met the AgriGold Anderson Strategic Farm Marketing and Grainfield Challenge. We can add $2,000 to our pledge total. Thanks to everyone who called this morning and throughout the week. 217-244-9455. Still make that pledge.
I ask you to take a moment to think about the value of what Wayne Nelson just told you, because these are indeed volatile times at the marketplace. Money is being lost and won at an increasingly alarming and quick rate, and a lot can happen in a very little bit of time at the board. And we know you rely on AM 580 Agriculture to stay on top of the markets, and add money to your wallet, don't we, Tom?
Certainly do, Dave. Think about the value you get from the ag programming on AM 580. It's a complex process marketing your crops. It's gotten more complex as we keep hearing day to day. And Dave and Todd explore your best options with those 15 analysts every week. That make smart business decisions. They make those decisions and help you make those decisions to increase your profitability as a producer. Call right now. Make a $100 contribution at 217-244-9455 to continue that critical information which you get as a service here from WILL Urbana. If you're in the field or you're doing some last-minute harvesting or some tilling, pull over or stop at the end of a row and call us up, 217-244-9455. And again, we thank all those people who help us make those challenges this morning. Your gift still makes a difference, though, 217-244-9455.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.